Jews' Court. The Bema, Hebrew for lectern, is no more. The thriving Jewish community of medieval Speyer is also well and truly a thing of the past. But what remains is one of the oldest and most spectacular testimonials of Jewish life in Germany, the ruins of the synagogue with its unusually large annexed synagogue for women and meticulously maintained mikveh, Jewish baths dug deep into the earth, which served as a place for men and women to undertake ritual cleansing for special, strictly defined occasions. The first Jews came to settle in Speyer during the 11th century. It was Bishop Rüdiger Hutzmann of Speyer who supported the establishment of a community with numerous privileges, among them measures that granted Jewish people an autonomous jurisdiction and administration. In spite of this, Speyer was the scene of recurring anti-Semitic violence. During the worst outbreak of the plague in Europe in 1348, some people sought to blame the Jews for the extent of the epidemic. They tried to stem the spread of the disease within the Holy Roman Empire by murdering those they held responsible. Just as had occurred previously in other cities, in January 1349, Jewish residents of Speyer were persecuted and killed, and their property plundered and destroyed. Jews did continue to settle in Speyer in the years that followed, but the community never recovered the status it had enjoyed before its destruction. There were further pogroms in the 14th and 15th century targeting Jews. The community shrunk as a consequence, with all traces of it fading out completely at the turn of the 15th and 16th centuries. A new Jewish community established in the early 19th century was eventually completely wiped out by the Nazis in 1940. Since 1996, the immigration of Jewish families from the countries of the former Soviet Union has brought new Jewish life to Speyer. If you enter the interior courtyard, you'll see the ruins of the former men's synagogue and the women's synagogue, or Frauenschule, behind. To the east, beneath a glass roof, is the entrance to the mikveh. Take care not to trip on the uneven stairs. They were deliberately constructed like that, as only the Lord was capable of true perfection. Built in Romanesque style in the years around 1120, these ritual baths are one of the most impressive and venerable documents of Jewish culture in Europe. Forgotten for centuries, the Jews' Court has undergone archaeological analysis in recent years and has now been made accessible to the public. In the adjacent museum, the original architectural decoration of the synagogue and ritual bath are on display. Protected from increasingly aggressive environmental degradation, richly decorated windows and column fragments provide an idea of how the buildings looked at one time. Only a few gravestones from the Jewish cemetery in Speyer remain. In the Middle Ages, when Christians desecrated the Jews' eternal resting place, they used the stones as building material in private and public buildings alike. A room-sized map of the city shows the original location of the cemetery and courtyard, which were to be found in the middle of the Christian city centre, not far from the cathedral.